Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And this morning, the top headlines, Alan, President Trump picked Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, a widely respected military strategist, as his new national security advisor, calling him a man of tremendous talent and tremendous expertise, this after having to fire Michael Flynn.
We're beginning to see a pattern here, David, in which he makes an original, outrageous appointment like Flynn. As we remember, Flynn and his son and whole kit and caboodle turn out to be very problematic. And so what happens is on the second go-round, he has a problem. You'll remember the admiral who said no. He had to scratch his head. He couldn't do it. He had to spend more time with his family. And so what was left is going back to the bench, and he picks somebody who's respectable. And that seems to be the way it's going. He can't afford not to have these positions filled, number one, and he has to have them filled by interesting people and good people, or semi-good people at least. Let me just say that in each of these cases, Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, each of these cases, what's happened is that these people feel free to disagree with the president, and so does the vice president when it comes to NATO, when it comes to these other things. Now, it's hard to believe, knowing Trump's personality, that he would allow it unless he wanted it. You know, our friend Mario Cuomo, who you and I worked with for so many years, David, used to say, reason with them, it makes them crazy.
Right.
Well, I think that that's what Trump does. He doesn't really care about consistency. He throws the red meat to the people who elected him. He keeps saying in each case, that person was with me. The miners were with me in the beginning. And they were loyal to me, and I'm going to be loyal to the miners, if it means despoiling in parentheses. If it means despoiling the environment, I'm going to despoil the environment because they were loyal to me. Well, that's scary because it has shades of the kind of, well, fascism that we heard about from John McCain, who's now being the most quoted man in America, saying that Trump's war on the press is reminiscent to him of how dictators get started when they go after the press. So he can say one thing, his people can say another thing, and as Mr. Parkinson, who was always quoted, A.J. Parkinson, always quoted by Mario Cuomo, said, reason with them, it makes them crazy.
New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman making the AP wire this morning, Alan. He's fighting to emerge as major player in the liberal resistance to President Donald Trump. The Democrat may be positioned to challenge Trump's agenda in ways his allies in Washington cannot. As the state's attorney general, he is backed by one of the nation's largest public law firms. He previously sued Trump over the defunct Trump University, which, of course, was settled.
Yes, that one was settled. Trump would say he didn't lose because it was settled. You know, it's interesting. I think about this a little bit because Andrew Cuomo has a hell of a problem as the governor. His problem, he used to be attorney general, is that he's got to make sure that the money comes into New York and that Trump, who is notoriously a get-evener, doesn't take it out on New York. So even though he would like to be the liberal stanchion, and even though he's had his problems with Schneiderman in the past and with everybody else, by the way, who holds public office, he can't do it. Schneiderman can. He's the attorney general. He doesn't have to be on the top of the heap, and he doesn't have to worry the same way that Cuomo does about the Medicaid money and everything else flowing into New York. So Schneiderman's the ideal guy to do it. We have kidded around a lot by calling the AG the almost governor as opposed to attorney general, because in New York State, it has now become de rigueur. And this is a smart political move on his part. And one of the reasons it's smart is because he's right.
Well, Alan, President Donald Trump now has his EPA administrator. Over the strong objections of environmental groups, the Senate confirmed Scott Pruitt, who was sworn in by Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito on Friday. You spoke with Judith Enck, former Regional 2 administrator of the EPA last week. Your interview with her, an hour long, to air this Thursday at 1 p.m. She says the result of the pick could have the worst impact on the EPA in its entire history.
I don't think there's any question about it. Look, this guy wants to reverse most of the rules that we're being protected by. The Clean Water Act regulations by executive order, all the kinds of things that have been protective of the American people and their environment are going to get rolled back, or most of them are, because Trump doesn't believe in them. Well, I mean, what's not to believe in? You have clean water or relatively clean water. You're going to make it dirty again? It's a disgrace. And Judy Enck and all of those people who used to work for the Environmental Protection Agency signed an unusual letter saying this is really awful. And he's picked himself a guy who's going to ruin the environment to be the secretary of the department. It's awful. There's no two ways about it.